Everything's looking good right now on the Spalding Turnpike, free and clear through the Rochester and the Dover tolls right into Portsmouth. No issues on Route 4 this morning. Everything's moving fine through Manchester on 293 and 93. Looks good all the way down into Boston. No problems at all. Everything moves fine on 89, 101, eastbound, westbound. That looks good. In Mass, 495, 95, 128. All looking great. Spot a problem, call 866-999-7200. That's the latest from the Seacoast Cabinet Traffic Desk.
Right, today, winds becoming pretty strong. The rain will be heavy at times. Highs in the low 50s. Very windy tonight, early with heavy rain, low of 51. And overcast Tuesday, a shower, mild. Highs in the upper 50s. Kelly Brown, Morning Buzz.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
It's time for Cretchy, and the
Buzz. We've got a great show lined up for you.
Right now, it's my great... great pleasure to introduce...
Hey, it's Greg of the Morning Buzz, everybody.
Thank you, thank you. Let's... Kelly Brown, how you doing, man?
Good, buddy.
How was the weekend?
Yeah. Nice little Thanksgiving leftover weekend. I usually save a day. No turkey on Friday. Gear it up Saturday night. Did all the leftovers.
Everything's a process with you. I appreciate that.
I feel so fat on Friday.
Yeah.
I just try to, you know... save it for Saturday again.
No, I get it.
This was the first year that obviously we did it at the house ourselves and had all the leftovers there. So that night I had a little bit more turkey. And each day I had one meal up to yesterday and I'm kind of like, I'm good.
See, I haven't had turkey since Thanksgiving, but today I'll make a turkey soup and turkey paninis.
I'm good now. We can. There's very little left.
I'm more of a sides person anyway. So on Friday I had the leftover like butternut squash. Saturday I had leftover broccoli, like that kind of stuff.
I had leftover turkey.
You know what? I didn't take any home, so we have no leftovers. We did bring a pie, so we have lots of pie left over. Yeah. So there's been some pie eating.
No leftovers.
I wasn't thinking. I was pretty hungover that morning and just needed to get home.
I got Tupperware in the newsroom.
Scotty's just giggling.
Yeah,
there's
I know.
A lot of pie
I heard
eating.
It. I heard it.
I love you.
I just kept it moving.
I know. That's what you got to do. Yeah. You keep on going.
Yeah.
Just keep on going.
Pie eating.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. It's delicious.
605.
Oh, I get it.
605. Kelly's a little slow.
Kelly.
It's a 4-day
weekend.
Oh, you
guys.
You silly gooses. You
pie eaters. You
silly gooses. We didn't, I'm trying to think back. Valerie made a couple of, what are they called?
Turkey croquettes.
No. They're like a pizza folded over in half.
Calzone.
Yeah, there you go. She made calzones and she made turkey pies with some of the leftovers and she did like a turkey calzone.
She should call them Valzones.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that's a good one.
He's quick now.
That's a good one. And she did one with the meat pie stuffing, which was really good. So that was the kind
call
of.
That Val's. Meat pie.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Thank you, Kelly.
That one wasn't as great.
Yeah. It's okay, though. He's in there swinging. You got to appreciate it. You know.
That's our boy.
I will say, she might have made the best apple crisp I've ever had in my life.
There was nothing on the table that was not good. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's your house. I mean, there shouldn't be anything.
But you know what I mean? Like I had... everything.
Yeah.
I had, you know, everything was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sadie made a dessert. Amy made a dessert. Mm-hmm. Nora has now a world famous in the McMullen family, a mac and cheese. So she made a small mac and cheese
because
she doesn't eat turkey.
Right.
It's now world famous.
It's now world,
I like
world
it.
Famous.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Look,
world
it's
famous.
Like the world's best cup of coffee on Elf. I mean,
it's a sign outside. It says, congratulations.
It's the world's best coffee. I will say, I did watch a Christmas movie over the weekend, which was. Which did you watch?
I don't know. It was on the Hallmark Channel. We watched about two or three.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You say you get
girls
sucked in
to
sometimes.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Are you on the same cycle as they are now?
I am.
It happens, dude.
That's nature.
I'm with you. I'm with you. We pretty much, there was one day, I don't even want to admit it. I don't even want to
admit it. Oh, admit it. You already did.
Go ahead. We already know.
What do we know?
We know that Greg dances with his feminine side a lot.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Look, I'm owning it.
But it leads.
I'm owning
it. It leads.
Valerie has this show that she likes on the Netflix.
On the Netflix.
Yes, on the Netflix. And apparently the new season came out. Now, I had seen some of the first season with her, but it's kind of the thing where you walk in, you sit down, that's what she's watching, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm curious.
Has anybody...
oh, boy.
Anybody seen... I may have watched the entire series in one day, which I don't know if I've ever done that before. Like, the entire series. 10 episodes in a day.
Oh, boy.
Do you realize that's, you know, that's 10 hours?
Yeah.
Right?
I did it with the last 2 years ago with Stranger Things.
Yeah. Yeah, this wasn't Stranger Things, because that's cool. Anybody heard of Virgin River?
Oh, never heard of it. Okay, have you?
No.
Nobody's heard of Virgin River? I'm alone. Nobody has heard of the Virgin River.
I have not.
Nope.
Yeah, I watched the entire series.
How was it? Is it a nail biter?
Did you file your nails while you watched it?
No, yeah, I didn't. And it's not like as bad as a Lifetime movie. It's not that. It's not that it's...
Like how he defends it immediately.
Sappy.
I'll tell you guys right now.
It's not sappy.
It's embarrassing. I'm admitting it. But I'm owning it because that's what we do on the show. You do stupid stuff, you own it. Valerie wanted to watch it. We watched one and, all right, you know. There was some violence in it, so I'm like,
what
okay.
kind of violence? Like, a couple faces slapped?
No, there were some bad guys, drug dealers and stuff. You know, so it was kind of...
Sounds intense.
Yeah, not bad. A love story, a little bit. She's getting over the widow. She's a widower. She's still getting over it, you know, blah, blah. It's... And I watched the
I'm on the edge of my seat
show.
Yeah,
I know,
still
dude.
Trying to figure really out what this is about.
I'm not trying. It's a woman who moves away to get away from dealing with the angst of losing her husband.
Okay.
She meets a guy. They fall in love. They don't want to admit it because she's not ready. He's in a screwed up relationship where his ex-girlfriend is pregnant with his kid. Now it's twins. What the hell's going on? So, yeah, I got sucked in. And I watched the entire series of Virgin River,
seeking
season 2.
A fresh start. A nurse moves to L.A. to remote Northern California town.
Oh, you're looking it up. That's exactly what it is. I feel like I was, you know, it should be like, in a world. It's true, right? In a world.
Is there any?
Where love is taken away. Will she find new love? All right, so.
It's been going on for 2 seasons. She hasn't found love yet?
No, they're in love. She's good looking, too, this redheaded girl. I don't know who it is.
Why is it called Virgin River?
But that's just the name of the river.
Is there a river that runs through
virgins?
This town?
Virgins?
Yeah.
No virgins
it's
in
swimming
it.
Swimming in the river.
No, no virgins in it. No
is the river there. Actually in this show?
No, the river does not. It plays no role in the show.
Wow, I'm so confused.
Like, I'm thinking bodies
even,
should be thrown in there and
yeah,
should be sacrificing
it's not going through
virgins. Nothing. The river is, I don't know. I don't even know where
they
it
don't
is.
Even show a river?
You watch season 1 because they're showing that there's 3 seasons of this.
Oh, maybe you're a season behind.
Oh, God, hold on.
He's got more to watch.
Oh, the leading man is Martin Henderson.
Oh, my God, Martin Henderson.
Is he good or what?
He plays Jack's bar. He owns Jack's bar. Nobody knows.
He looks kind of like a badass.
I didn't say he was a badass. We all have that thing.
Brought to you by Massengill.
Look, I'm owning it. All right? I'm owning it. If I don't tell you, then it's not funny. But I mean... I'm owning it.
Oh, you got Annette O'Toole in it, too.
You know, she is. She was in One-on-One with Robbie Benson. She was smoking hot redhead
Whoa,
back
way
in the
back?
Day. Right on.
Wow.
She plays an old lady now, but she's
yeah,
still,
I yeah. remember her.
So, I will say.
In the day, she had it going on.
Yeah, she did
she
have
it going
on.
On.
Yeah, you'd still like her, I think, actually. But I will say, it's embarrassing.
That's all right.
So I thought maybe for...
You know what? You were spending some quality time with your wife. And
well, it's...
Obviously,
your feelings.
You know what it is? Obviously, she had the remote.
Dude, I'll be honest. No, there was no remote. And that's the killer. Because once you... It's 15 seconds before the end of one show.
It just rolls.
It jumps right past the credits
like
and
crack.
Into the next one.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like crack.
Annette O'Toole.
15
yep.
seconds.
Still going on.
I don't even have time
Still
to get
going
up.
On.
I can just reposition on the couch and go, I'm all right, whatever,
just
one more.
On.
Oh, my God.
One
there's,
more.
There is
one
everything.
More.
There's not an ugly person on the show. Even the bad people are pretty.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So, anyway, that's what I watched. And I thought maybe, all right, there's your ridiculous question right there. Right there.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
That's
I did
a ridiculous
not.
Question. I allow you to ask me these ridiculous-ass questions.
I'll be honest. I didn't have a ridiculous question until the subject came up, and then I thought, all right, let's go with that. Because I admit it, man. I binge-watched the whole friggin' Virgin River. It's embarrassing.
Tonight on Virgin River.
Last week, I watched like 5 hours of Northwood's Law. Nothing to be embarrassed about there. Totally cool. This year, or this weekend, Virgin River.
Tonight on Virgin River.
What there are no virgins and no rivers.
What did you watch? I got a text from Scotty over the weekend. I was very surprised.
What was he watching?
He was watching something I recommended, but I didn't recommend it to him because I didn't think he'd like it. And lo and behold, he's in it now. He's in it to win it. Scott McMullen is watching a show you never expect him to watch.
Your chess game, your chess show.
Exactly. It's really good.
Thank
Queen's
you.
Queen's Gambit?
Yes, it is.
Everybody's
really good.
Talking about it.
Queens, and you wouldn't expect Scotty to like a movie about chess.
Oh my God.
There's not one explosion in the entire thing.
This isn't really
good. He thought it was chess.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I needed a break. I needed a break from. We watch a. Not complaining. A lot of killing. Yeah. A lot of serial killers. A lot of everything. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to step out of this for just a little while.
It's good.
And I started watching. I'm like, damn.
She's amazing.
This is awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing. So, what are you watching?
I'm trying to think. I'll like watch
that
sports.
You don't want to admit.
We got boxing.
Yeah.
We watched
That's
a lot
cool
of college.
That. Mm-hmm.
A lot of college sports. A lot of football. That was it for the last.
But you don't really. You're not one for entertainment. Not knocking it, but you're usually watching sports. You're usually having people over.
Yeah.
But you're not going to sit and watch a 2-hour movie.
Right.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah.
That's all right. You like what you like. That's fine.
Yep.
No problem there. Kay, what are you watching that you're kind of embarrassed to admit? And that's the ridiculous question. What are you embarrassed to admit that you've been watching or
and just
watch?
For the record, I'm not embarrassed.
I know you're not.
It's good.
I know, but it's very different for you.
Yes.
You're still going to have to tell me something you're embarrassed about. What about you, Kay?
I don't know if I'm embarrassed by anything that I'm watching right now. We're pretty into Chicago PD right now, which I hadn't gotten into before. Great show.
What's going on there?
Great show.
Hank Voight's going to have to change the whole way he does stuff.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
That and, I'm sorry, I've got the chess music in my head, and that's all I can hear.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
holy cow.
Yeah, the rest of the audience couldn't hear it, just you.
Wow.
Sorry.
But we watched a lot of The Real Housewives of O.C., yesterday. I think about 5-6 hours of that yesterday.
Wow.
So that was solid.
I'd look for an exposed beam in the house.
But there's nothing you're embarrassed about watching.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why should she be?
I'm not.
Kelly,
no shame.
What are you watching or have
what are you
watched?
And your mom watching?
You know, she let me watch the football yesterday. I appreciate that, Ma. Yeah. No, I don't think right now I'm no.
Okay.
I'm not stuck in any series except for The Alienist, which I'm
all
not
right.
embarrassed about.
Well, you should not be embarrassed about that. That is a great season.
I'm getting texts, by the way. Virgin River, suck me in, man. Love it. Charmaine needs to chill. Jack can put his shoes under my bed anytime. Yeah, Charmaine is a wicked thirsty. I don't care if she's having
twins.
I'm
going to look something up.
Okay.
That, Amy got me into the tail end of last year, and it was such a chick show.
Do you know who's in Virgin River? Tim Matheson. The guy who
Stop
played.
It.
I don't know who that is.
The guy who played in Animal House. The head guy. The lead guy. He's in it. Plays a doctor. I'm telling you right now.
You're telling me?
888-556-7625. Admit it. Admit it.
Right,
what are you watching? So what are you watching, Scotty, that you are, all right, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit it.
It's going to take me a second to find it. Right. Amy was watching it, and I'm like.
Crutchy, okay. Revenge reruns. Terrible show, but so addicting. You know, 15 seconds in between the end of one scene and the beginning of the next. No credits. They jump right to where you want to go. It is like crack. It's like they're programming it so you cannot get off the couch or the chair or whatever.
Okay, great.
Go.
So, I think around Christmas last year, I'm very excited for the new season, A Discovery of Witches. Diana Bishop, Greg, she's a witch, doesn't really realize she's a witch. She falls in love with a vampire. Guess what's not supposed to happen in that
You're
world?
Not supposed
They're
to, fall,
not supposed to fall in love
you don't
with
miss
it.
The streams.
That sounds
like,
very cheesy.
Oh, it is very cheesy. But at the same time, I was like, play. I know it's ticking down 13. He's like, hit play now.
Last night,
witch falls in love with a vampire.
Valerie's on the couch and she, I don't know, she's watching some movie. I'm working. I'm not really paying attention. It ends and she, all of a sudden I hear her going, I'm not watching this. I hate her. And I'm like, it's that Candace Bure, whatever her name is. Candace Cameron Bure.
Yeah.
She's the one
she's
with
still
yeah.
pretty.
Yeah, she's on the God Squad, and she'll get your face
about
it.
Oh, is she the one? Is she in the family?
Yes.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Family ties.
Yeah.
And
she's cute. But
okay.
So Valerie's like, no, I don't want to watch that. And then it goes right. And next thing you know, an hour later,
you're
I'm
watching
like,
it.
Didn't you? I wasn't. Yeah. I'm like, didn't you say you don't like her? I don't. But she's in it. She stayed in it. 888-556-7625. Let's go. What are you embarrassed with it? All right, I watched it. Josh is first. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Kretchy. You know, someone sent me a screenshot of a Lifetime movie that had my mother's house in it. And, you know, so I can't lie, I recorded it just so I could see that if they actually used the house.
That's
I fast-forwarded through a lot of it, but, yeah, they used it.
Nothing to be embarrassed about. You went in there as just to see your mother's house.
Yep.
You know, that's all.
Yeah. It happens.
As long as you didn't get sucked into the story, you're all right.
No. I fast-forwarded through a lot of it.
He's more of a man than me. I wanted to know what Jack was going to happen. Was he going to end up with Mel?
I watched a love story.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I mean,
a witch and a vampire. That's so romantic.
They're not supposed to be together.
I understand. I feel that.
And their groups are like, no, don't fall in love with this.
Yeah. Let me see here. Kretchy, it's a great show. My husband watched some of it with me, too, on Saturday. That's from Sue. Virgin River. I'm telling you.
It's horrible when you get sucked into these shows.
Kretchy, my wife sucked me into watching The Good Witch with her. What's that? The Good Witch. Is that one of those Disney movies? I don't want to watch a good witch. I want to watch a bad one.
I want a really bad one.
I watched a new zombie movie called The Dead Don't Die. It has Bill Murray.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious.
Absolutely horrendous.
Okay.
I laughed. Let me tell you something right now. Christmas Chronicles 2. Worst Christmas movie of all time.
Wait, what?
Worst Christmas movie of all time.
It's on my list because we love the first one.
Yep.
Who's we?
And the kids.
Okay.
Worst Christmas movie of all time. Let me save you the 2 hours.
Wait, didn't it just come out?
Yeah, just came out.
But the first one was so good.
Easy.
Sorry.
COVID.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whole studio.
There's a shield. There's
a shield.
There's no raspberries.
There's a shield. Matt, what are you watching that you're embarrassed to admit?
The entire Vampire Diaries series, including the spinoff shows.
Oh, my daughter's into that.
Okay, is that like a teenage Dawson's Creek meets vampires?
Vampire, high school kids. Yeah, it's awful, but I can't.
Did you start watching it, or are you watching it with your daughter or your wife?
My wife started it, and I sat down, and I'm stuck. I'm always asking her when I miss something. I'm like, no. What happened? Why are they not together anymore?
Caller, you know what?
That's when you feel it.
Okay, because my daughter got me into Grey's Anatomy. And I'm like, are we watching this because you're talking?
I want to see.
I'm in this.
I want to see everybody on that show just have sex because all the chicks
are. They do.
They're all hot.
They're all hot.
Everybody's banging in the closet.
They bring in people missing half a head. They're hot.
Go ahead, Matt.
The worst part about that show is you're supposed to expect all of those actors are teenagers and they have 5 o'clock shadows.
Yes.
I know. They were born in 72 and they're playing high school seniors. Thank you, man.
I think Sadie watches Riverdale and I'm like, kids are in their 30s.
Crutchy, I got sucked into The Magicians on Netflix. Thought it sucked, but I blew through all 5 seasons. Wow, dude. Wow. 5 seasons. Whoa. The Show for Life. It's a good show. Okay. Guys, Perfect Strangers. Balky.
I loved Perfect Strangers.
Bartokomis is on Hulu, and I wasted some evening time watching that this weekend. Yeah, all right. Kretchy, I'm homesick one day. I binge-watched an entire episode, season of 24. 18 hours. Ooh. How is the show called 24?
18 hours.
Only have 18 episodes. When each,
that's so wrong.
The following took place between 6 and 7. How does that happen? I don't know. Ugh. Jimmy, you're embarrassed to admit you watched it. You got sucked in.
Aerial America on the Smithsonian Channel. It's flying over talking about all the different states and stuff like that. They did a good job in New England, but they didn't do one state. It was all of them.
I would watch that, though. I mean, that's not something embarrassing. You're not watching young girls crying about Billy, who screwed around on
I hate those shows. No.
Yeah, okay.
No, I refuse to watch shows like that.
Well, you're better than me, because I got sucked into Virgin River. And I watched the whole damn season. So whatever season it is. Second, third, fourth,
Greg
whatever.
Also got sucked in a couple years ago. I
watched the first season, part of the second, and I bailed.
You're like, dude, this is so incredible. I'm like, dude, it's from the Chick Network.
I've watched all of the U ones.
Didn't know that. Yeah, because he's a psycho.
Yeah.
You only watch stuff about psychos.
And I was hooked on that. I've watched all those seasons.
What's up, Fozzie?
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
I have to say that I'm embarrassed. I kind of got hooked on a show that you suggested, Below Deck.
Below Deck, man. I'm not ashamed of Below Deck. I got to tell you right now,
What sucks is when it was on here in the studio, there was tons of nudity. So me and Kelly are like, this show looks pretty damn good. Yeah. Come to find out, that's the only time it's ever happened.
The only time it ever happened. It's good, though.
My wife won't let me watch an episode without her now.
Yeah, see? It's interesting, man. You're watching people be jerks. It's interesting. All right, I'm with you. Thank you, Fozzie. Appreciate it. All right, well, there you go. Although I liked it. I have to say Cobra Kai, towards the end there, got a little stretched out. You think? Cobra Kai is the best worst thing on television. I watched it. Terrible acting. Terrible. The only good actor on that show is Johnny.
Really?
Yep. Ralph Macchio. Look, I don't dislike Ralph Macchio, okay? But he's not a good actor, okay? He's as stiff as a piece of cardboard. But I watch that whole damn show. And his daughter is cute. So there you go. All right? There it is. I don't know, Kelly. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Should I consider this new show that you watched?
Virgin River?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, maybe Mom would like it, too. So then...
Yeah, see, I don't watch shows that my mom likes.
Yeah, Kelly?
This might work.
Queen's Gambit.
All right.
Yeah. Kelly, that is really
okay, I will say
that's
that...
That's on one of them other networks, though, right?
I'm not recommending...
No, it's Netflix.
I'm not really recommending Virgin River. It's not bad, though. I mean, I watched the whole thing, so it's not bad. But I am recommending Queen's Gambit.
Okay.
I am not recommending Christmas Chronicles 2.
That bumps me out.
Easy with the raspberry.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Like... Sorry.
Greg goes, he was talking about it. He's like, dude, it's got Kurt Russell in it. I'm like, well, sometimes you can tell. I mean, that movie doesn't personally...
But the first one was good. Really good. It was surprising, and I wasn't expecting it last year.
I owed it to Kurt Russell. And then he had to bring Goldie Hawn along, and that was just...
Oh, Goldie Hawn's in this one?
Ooh. Anyway.
She's not in the first one?
I don't even know.
She is, yeah.
All right, anyway, 6:25. We got Kelly's got news and sports. You'll hear from Mike Tyson, who apparently smokes a lot of weed.
Yeah.
And that's not even the big story from the night. Crazy. That's coming up next.
We'll be right back. New England's own Greg and the Morning Buzz.